Now, with COVID-19 infection rates falling and hospitalisation numbers stable, the Cabinet will meet tomorrow to discuss the potential easing of COVID restrictions. The weekly government meeting will come a day before NPHET meets on Thursday, with the possibility of measures such as the 8pm hospitality closing time being relaxed and greater capacity perhaps at sporting stadia reported to be on the agenda. We can speak now from our Dáil studio to the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and welcome to the programme.
Brian, thanks for having me on. And just can I just add, before we get into the conversation we're having, can I just add my condolences and deepest sympathies? My heart is broken listening to your reporting. I think the nation's heart is broken. It's a sad day, and I think the priest put it well. The pain that Aisling's family and friends and community are dealing with. There's clearly a lot of love there. And this is not the day for us, Brian, but we need to start having a very frank and honest conversation as a country about the spectrum of abuse and violence towards women, and it just has to end.
Well, it is an issue which, as you say, at an appropriate time, we'll certainly be returning to in this programme. And our thoughts, indeed, as is the case, I think, with people up and down the country, are very much with the Murphy family today. So, Minister, in relation to Omicron, the COVID wave, this wave of COVID, the restrictions, do you think now, as many seem to be suggesting, that we're past the peak of this particular wave?
I do. The figures that Dr. Hoolan, myself and the department were going through yesterday would strongly indicate that the cases are falling, hospitalizations are falling. And importantly, the numbers in critical care, in spite of a tsunami of cases, I think we've probably been dealing with up to 500,000 cases a week. And in spite of that, the numbers in critical care have remained steady. And really, that's because more than 2.5 million people in our country have chosen to get boosted, and a lot more have been vaccinated. So our national defences have been in place to deal with this.
So does that mean then that the restrictions can begin to be eased perhaps sooner than even the end of this month, the beginning of February?
That's exactly the conversation that's going on now right across government and that we're having in the Department of Health. Certainly my view, Brian, is that we introduced emergency powers to deal with this. We introduced very difficult measures to deal with this. And they were necessary, and they are necessary where the public health rationale to keep people safe is there. And what I want to see, what we all want to see, is the quickest possible return to normal life and the lifting of all of the restrictions where possible, but critically, in a safe and balanced way, so we don't squander the very hard-fought gains that the country now has.
But if we look at something, for example, like the 8pm closing time, now that's going to be one of the measures, presumably, that's under review. How, if that's to go, how soon might it go? How soon might closing times move later in the evening or be abolished altogether?
I don't think it would be fair on your listeners, and particularly for those who work in hospitality, for me to speculate. What people need is certainty, and that's what they'll have in the coming days. I think it would be very unfair if I was to speculate on something hopeful, and then, you know, that mightn't happen as quickly as people want. But certainly what we all want to see is a return to normal life and to ease the burden on people as quickly as possible. Do I think, Brian, that some of the measures will be lifted? The government will decide that to move ahead of the end of the month? Yes, yeah. I think it's likely that that measures will come in before the end of the month. And then it's a question of what is the best and safest way to unwind the restrictions in place.
So, I mean, 8pm closing, could it be gone as early as this weekend?
Well, again, I just don't think it's helpful for me to speculate, because if I start speculating here with you, there will be people who might start trying to plan accordingly. It's people's livelihoods, it's people's businesses. So I think the best thing to do is for government to consider the situation, to consider the public health advice, and then to give people certainty.
And what about the gatherings in indoor and outdoor settings? They're still very restricted. A lot of focus at the moment on outdoor settings. At the moment, for example, in sports stadia, 5,000 people at most are allowed in, or 50% of the capacity. And again, that's not due to be reviewed or lifted until the end of this month. What's likely to happen there?
If advanced warning could be given for people to plan, I think that would be fantastic. But again, I just don't want to raise hopes in an unhelpful way. What I can say is, I bumped into a hero of mine recently, Johnny Sexton, just earlier this week, and he very understandably said, you know, can we get back to a full crowd in Lansdowne Road for the Wales game, as we did with the Autumn Internationals? And I can tell you, there's nothing I would like more than to hear the roar of 50,000 people at the start of February. So exactly these things are being looked at the moment. And again, we've just got to get the balance right. You know, what people are saying to me is, yes, of course we need to move forward and we need to put Omicron behind us, but don't be foolish. Don't move too quickly in a way that causes risks that we don't need to deal with.
And what about some of the other requirements, the other restrictions, mask wearing on public transport in shops? Now, the legislation that allows for that expires, if I'm correct, at the end of March. Are those restrictions that could be gone by April?
They could. Obviously, I'll talk to the Department of Health and the public health officials on them. But as you rightly say, these are emergency powers. It's emergency legislation. It has a sunset clause, which is really important. There is the ability, if both houses of the Oireachtas vote for it, for one further extension. But as I said, when I brought the latest piece of legislation in, what we would all hope is that those powers would not be needed, in which case we would let the legislation fall.
So given what you said about what we're seeing so far in regard to Omicron, would you hope certainly that legislation could lapse at the end of March?
Oh, I would certainly hope so. Again, we never know. I mean, I'm having, you know, very sobering conversations with virologists, and the questions I'm asking them are, you know, what's likely to happen next? How likely are we to see new variants of concern? So, you know, and they're sobering conversations. It's not a case that we're moving beyond any future risk. So what we want to see is the measures relaxed quickly and safely. But then at the same time, what we're doing is the medium term work to make sure that we have the national defences in place such that if another variant of concern arrives, we can respond very quickly and we can respond very comprehensively to keep people safe.
Clearly, the vaccination programme has been a major firewall, if you like, or flood wall in protecting people from serious illness during this wave. There's a question now about booster shots. I think NIAC, the body that look at this, have been asked to examine it by the Chief Medical Officer. Would you expect older people, people with an underlying medical condition, that they might be offered a fourth shot?
It is possible, and NIAC are looking at what's happening in Israel, for example. They're looking at the international evidence. They're talking to their counterparts around the world to see, is there a rationale for a booster? If so, when? And critically, as you say, for what groups? Is it for the most vulnerable groups? And who may they be? And I'm aware, for example, that there are calls from some in the nursing home sector saying that this is something that they would very much support. I think NIAC have done an excellent job, and I would be very confident that they will provide me with the best advice if we do this, when to do it, and for whom.
You got government sanction the other week for €90 million to be spent on antiviral drugs, which can treat people who get the virus and become ill with it. When are the first of those drugs expected to be delivered, and who'll get them?
There's three different drugs in question, and we would expect the first ones to be used quite soon. So of the three, there's one of them, which is by GlaxoSmithKline, which is a monoclonal antibody that could be used quite soon. That's already been authorised by the EMA. The other two, which are from Merck and Pfizer, authorisation for them hasn't happened yet, but obviously the the position we took was to make sure they were available as soon as they're authorised for patients in Ireland. Now, it's important to say, much like everything else, really, they're not a silver bullet. There are still, there's a lot we need to learn in terms of the full effectiveness, particularly for a vaccinated population. Nonetheless, the infectious disease people I speak with and the intensive care people I speak with say, you know, it is another welcome tool in our pushback against COVID.
Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, thanks for speaking to us here on the News at One. Back with more after this short break.